leaving a 4-foot gaping hole, into which the truck's front end had dropped with the frame resting on the edge of the pavement. It looked as if their journey was finished. They were stuck, and Glenwood Springs was still 7 miles away. Eric prayed again. "Lord, I've not asked for much. Can you help us now? Amen." Soon they heard the sounds of a heavy diesel engine behind them. It was the broken-down snowplow at work once again. John told Roberta everything would be okay and ran back to meet the plow. A young man was driving and had a huge smile for John as he asked, "Can you help us?" The man replied, "That's why I'm here." A chain was quickly attached to the Ford pickup, and the truck was pulled out. There was no serious damage to the undercarriage, so the young man said, "Follow me, I'll plow the road for you." In what seemed like no time at all, they reached the city limits and pulled into the hospital parking lot. When they got Benjamin safely inside, the doctor said they had arrived just in time. Had they been delayed any longer, he might not have survived. Benjamin recovered, and John gave the credit to the snowplow driver. To show his appreciation, John called the county maintenance office and asked for the supervisor. When he came on the line, John told him what had happened and asked for the driver's name because they owed him so much and wanted to personally express their appreciation. There was a long pause on the line, and the supervisor finally said, "Well, sir, the snowplow you're talking about is driven by Lonnie Mix, but he's not here. His truck busted a transmission yesterday about 7 miles out of town. It's still sitting out there, so Lonnie went home. He won't be back in till tomorrow morning, when we hope we have another rig ready for him to use." Psalm 103, verses 20 through 22. "Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul." Food for thought. Angels can get so absorbed in their work that their appearance is dictated by their special assignment. Depending upon their assigned task in serving us, they may remain invisible or appear in ordinary human form. Their form depends on their function and the mission they've been sent on to accomplish. J.M. Wilson wrote, "In general, they are simply regarded as embodiments."